我觉得今天也没人对待就他那长毛光明浪的那个人的上的这里些地几率几次这里格外经常东北人叫这里他领地从安地方跑领嘛就把领地我在接人他说话当长毛就他是先把他们就把就业呢电力一些呢我就他电力早上公布有了早上公布告诉我就在阿瓦德段在外面Marni Agoni, that Tamutili the Gombi, or that the name Mubadi Dilan, you some say to the Niva Yendu, Long Summoning by Nibachi Gotoga, Long the Semda Conga, or you da Agu, and you Tamuni Delamara, and do longer you are Yendu T, Nibachi Baneji, Tin, Duva Nuji, some founders on Adi, Long on the Anguivaris. Dela Tani, you along with Marcini, and some say Toga Long, the Megalong Conga, Yamden Duner,就我在听这个，那就我想你跟那个龙的我们几个在那得地了呢，在我们得地了呢。我在头次见到老伙子，我在头次见到老毕，他们把你看不起的上就去金瓦巴当，我在上就去金地瓦们头，听到巴里也不当没听见，也不去格外就没听见格外就什么就在想个这些上上。
Now, As we were saying, we have the way by focusing on this particular, on the subtle drop that is placed at the lower opening of the central channel. There is a way of collecting the winds there, as well as generating the joyous and the empties. This is because by meditating on the subtle drop at the lower opening through a yoga which has consummated the coarse and subtle generation stage of this system,So what we say by that is that we are describing a practice of this system. This system is the Akshobhya Arya system of Guhya Samaja. And in that, first of all, you have to go through the training of the gross and the generation stage. Having consummated that, you are ready to start with practice of the completion stage. And what you will be doing initially is focusing on the subtle drop at the lower opening. So by doing all this, the winds collect where the mind is held.Through the essential point that the winds and mind have the same point of engagement. Right. So in dependence upon that, by causing the winds to enter, abide and dissolve in the central channel, and here we must have fully qualified entrance, fully qualified abidance, fully qualified dissolution. So by causing the winds to do all three in the central channel, the four empties together with the signs arise. When the winds enter the central channel,The downward dispelling wind reverses in the central channel, igniting the chandali, the tumo. This causes the elements to melt, bodhicitta to descend, and from their dripping, the four descending and ascending joys are generated.
就没讲也那么就几个革命上头，上次陈文龙的就陈国华东门的在外头，但你上级在外地进七亚门那个，现在陈文龙陈某的上次陈文龙也的有外的，但上次老百姓就的这个几万人吧，当七个格子，上次陈文龙那是最容易，我就他的讲也那就上次陈文龙的做那么几万的。
Now, We have mentioned here that the tumor is ignited by a certain reversal of the flow and the movement of the of a particular wind. Before we go any further, it would be useful to actually give you a short presentation of the different winds that circulate in the body. We have five main and five secondary winds, and the five main winds are called, first of all, the life supporting wind. Second one is the equally abiding. The third one is the upward moving. The fourth one is the downward dispelling. And the last one is the pervading wind. Now, when we look at the first one, which is the life supporting wind, it is called life supporting wind, and it can be found in two levels, the gross and the subtle. The subtle level of life-supporting wind is something which is present all times from the moment you are born all the way to death, and it continues, it abides at all times, it supports this life. When we talk about the gross level of the life-supporting wind, it is actually something that is mostly manifest or mostly obvious at two times, during the time of your birth and during the time of your death, where the other winds are gathered in. Now, the way that those different winds, the main ones as well as the secondary ones, are formed or established in the body of a being of the desire realm is in the following way. First of all, when we're talking about humans of this desire realm, we know that in order to come into life, we would have the white substance of the father and the red substance of the mother would have to come together, and on the basis of that physical mixture, the consciousness of the bardo being has to move and establish in there. And from that point onwards, we have the development of the fetus that goes on for more than 9 months. It is described as going on for 10 months. Now, from the first month up to the fifth month, we would have to have the development or the establishment of the first five main winds. And in the first month, we actually have the gross level of the life-supporting wind. And then we have the equally abiding, then we have the upward moving, then we have the downward dispelling, and then we have the pervading wind. From the fifth month onward, we would have the establishment of the secondary winds in the body, and we will. This also becomes manifest because the way of the development of the embryo stage changes slightly.
Or that ode rab de jivano ni var jivano di long awu di yanar galang ma si di dawa chama oji da jedan ngu gi rena di di kongga rimbi kukurumi jine ma tuku yu di.
Now, following that, as we say, in the remaining months, we'll have the development of the five secondary winds. And the five secondary winds are called, first one, the moving, the very moving, the correctly moving, the intensely moving, and the closely moving.
Oji da dina yinba yindu da dina juji da dini da ji sabi long na wo di korum jigi che tonga rinba di korum dina ji dawa dambu mi rena ma rinba yinda ma che yang yi yang chawo she li jigi wari wa she li di jiga lamga ni kabza che li jigi yang yang yi wari jiga ranga ba jitu ga she li nda nga wo yi wa yindu tewa ji ma rishi zangana jiga samzi na wamba ga jigi wari wa wada samzi da tamu da ji nga ma shi wa di Tangmeni Dawada, then his own Jizavati, Nyam Changmiraji, Rumi Teji. Or that the naming of the Jabada Nyam, the Deni Dawadambola, Songs of Rapolandi, Tua Yindu Daddy, Songs they have a Marsuunda of Koranga, the Kanda Wutte in Dingi. Or Jigda Deni, Nyamni is a Jidi, or Jigda Jigarizago, the young Dava Nyua Yamaji in the ཁྱི Kulikanda water, the other Tindagalika, Genji Lanzi, Tindagalika, Jimmy Dinding. Tesurka Lanzi Jedi, the Pombu Meni, Shamad and Chiva Marandoriago, Doriad and Marandayago, other Jedi Genji Dingi. Chapsika Lanzi Jedi, Zubu Chatam Jela, the Garzago, Kam Karmarzodan, Lanza Marachi, Chapkin Jingi, Jedi Genji Dingi. Wada Nyamniga Lanzi, Yangji Karzigo, Mazu Marji Zaya, Dan Tanyaga Rudi, Zubu Pombu Nani, Tanyu Dawu Shin, Rabatazo Marchan Jingo Mardi, Travatazo, Zubu Chasam Jilan, Tutenga Tilda Marchi Jami, Oda Jigasava Long Awoti, Yetuga Shilina Wotin at Jindi Ending.
Now, Arusha was saying that if we look at those winds, actually each one of those winds has their own particular function. There is a reason for each one to be there, and they have different functions for an ordinary being at the time of the basis, and they function in a slightly different way when one has entered the path. Maybe it would be good to give an explanation of the basic functions of those winds. First of all, we talked about the life-supporting wind, and we say this is given at two levels, the subtle and the gross. In a sense, you don't have to worry too much for the subtle level of the life-supporting wind, because this is an uninterrupted continuum. It existed since the beginning and will go all the way up to enlightenment, so don't worry about that. We say that during the first month, really what is established is the function of the gross level of life-supporting wind. And its function is to do exactly that, to support life during the first month. In the second one, where we have the development of the equally abiding wind, it is given this name because it is a wind that combines and abides together with the life-supporting wind. They seem to be doing things together. Now, after that, we have two winds described by the terms upward moving and downward dispelling. Now, the upward moving is a type of wind that will allow functions such as to be able to verbalize. You're able to verbalize, you're able to have speech because there is some type of wind that comes up, right, and goes through the nostrils, through the mouth, and so forth. So this is an example of the upward moving wind and its function. In the case of the downward dispelling wind, mainly its function is to discard different substances from the body, such as feces and urine and so forth. And finally, we have the pervading wind, which is the wind that makes sure that all the other winds, as well as the substances and the drops, such as the white and the red drop, are, are spread out through the body in the different places where they should be. Now, in general, we should look at the winds as having the function, for example, of sorting out different substances within the body. Whatever is gross and it's not, let's say, in accordance with one's own body, one's own constitution, it would be something that would be dispelled, it would be discarded. Otherwise, if it is something which is in accordance, something which is useful for one's health, something that can support the body, it will be sorted out in a way that it will remain and be circulated in the body. We will stop here for tonight so that we can have time for questions. 3 quarters of an hour, yeah?
Yeah. Could you explain the etymology of individual withdrawal? I'm just wondering what is being withdrawn at this point.
Yes. So the question is, the first stage, the first type of practice of physical isolation is called individual withdrawal. And what exactly is withdrawn? What is the etymology of this term? Tambo yenla tambo di sordu istegiore. Sordu diwa kare duyore.
O da di sordu chua di di son yuari dandana de sabu yuwa mari di sordu zegi di o ji da ji lami da son an diwa dandu su ni mara sordu son yuwa dadan o ji da ji tu jin koro ni sordu son yuwa di on da gu mi son yuwa yuwari da kam de ji son an diwa kap gu sordu di yinba yendu Sosur de seje de, ji lu hansi nga ga mungsi ga goni, mungsi de yelan tonu zung zanya, nasi ga goni dan zanya, nisi ga goni ten zanya, sisi ga goni ron zanya, dusi ji goni rakshan zanya ga, shiwa gungi shiwa de, ji ga sem stetsu de niwa la wadi chungin da woyin gui wadi wa, di yin du, da so sar du sang da wo jam na, sar du na, mungpa stetsu de niwa la shiang yi ga,
Roshi was saying, yes, that's a good question, because actually from the text it's not clearly explained what is withdrawn. We need to know, though, that this term individual withdrawal can be defined within the context of Guhya Samaja, and it can be defined within the context of Kalachakra, and it would have different meaning in the different systems. Here, in this occasion, in the case of Guhya Samaja Tantra, it describes the process upon which we stop the sense consciousness from engaging their objects. So, for example, the eye consciousness is the one that always goes out and engages forms. The ear consciousness is the one that goes out and engages sounds. The nose consciousness is the one that engages smells. The tongue consciousness is the one that engages tastes. And the tactile consciousness is the one that engages and classifies different tactile objects. And all these activities actually become an obstacle to one's concentration. So since the point in this practice is to develop and sustain concentration, instead of allowing the sense consciousness to go out, you withdraw them in each one of them individually, and it is as if they all pack up, as if the sense consciousness, they pack up and go. They are withdrawn. The question is it possible to have the experience of individual withdrawal in the generation stage? Dimitila di kerim ki kavla surdi nyonyo sigirvesa. Surdi ki di nyamlen di re nyonwa di re yon sigirvesa.
Ori, surdi ki da di yon sigirva. Vena di mubat te chiga chiga sanglo tonu
Yes, actually, it is possible if you are capable of generating single-pointed concentration. Then, almost as a result of that, you will see that the sense awareness are not busy engaging their objects. So, whoever is capable at whichever stage, capable of generating this single-pointed concentration, probably will also have similar experiences. And you can see meditators who are in absorption, at the stage of absorption. They usually, if somebody were to go and talk to them, they would not hear what they are saying. And the outsider actually realizes that this person must be in deep concentrated state, because I talk to them, they don't respond, they don't seem to be listening. But also from the side of the meditator, they also have this experience. They don't hear the sound, they don't hear the talking.
But how is it the object seen as bliss and emptiness? If you don't have any sense perception, you can't be receiving the other objects.
Right, so then the question is that if your eyes, for example, are not experiencing forms, how is it that we're going to have this experience of seeing everything that appears as being a manifestation of bliss and emptiness? De ton que no ni yo para ti cantes a cosas, ¿qué ansar que mares?
Mori, dadi dadi jito jika va ya salir varo, de yo me yendo que ni a mi jaco cami que yo no lo compro y si chiva la no ya di mato, o si chiva la no ya di yo a mari di, yo na yo jito que cada puto na, da si ni a mi jaco di di na, que toma ni que ton di di na ni la char que yo a, di char va di, de que quien tiene
Now, this particular practice of withdrawal, with individual withdrawal, we said that it is a practice that occurs during the time of post-equipoise. And what mainly you do during post-equipoise is remembering your experiences on the actual equipoise. During the actual equipoise, you would have the experience of having this, concentrating on emptiness, as we say, and due to that, having caused the different sense awareness to withdraw, because whatever appears during your equipoise, by definition, has to appear on your mental consciousness. It doesn't appear on your central consciousness. So later on, when you are at the stage of post-equipoise, you're remembering, you say, what happened to me before when I was in my session? I had this experience of emptiness, and this was a time where things were appearing in such a way in my mental consciousness. This was a time where the senses were not engaging different objects and so forth. Now, in the morning, the Rinpoches were involved in this process of trying to remember the name of this particular Gomba, where they have the lineage of all the mudras, right? They were going through one location after the other, and in that we mentioned the place where Lama Tsongkhapa was sitting next to a pillar, right? And he was a part of the assembly, and all the monks, so everyone who was present there, was reciting the Heart Sutra. And as the recitation started, Lama Tsongkhapa entered the state of equipoise. And it is said that, you know, people were reciting next to him. They went through the whole ritual. People finished the ritual. People got up. They left. Lama Tsongkhapa was still there sitting next to the pillar. And the fact that he didn't move actually is an example, if you want, of being in that state of equipoise, that state of concentration, where he was not aware. He couldn't hear any more the words. He was not aware that the recitation had finished, that everyone had got up and gone. Right, he had developed this particular type of concentration where individual withdrawal, the senses, the sense awareness had all packed up, right? They were not active. And this is how this became the famous place, and this was eventually became to known as the pillar supporting the teachings.
Gini, Lama Tsongkhapa, two gender in Jambi on Gamma Shares, to that begin on Gritiko Surgina, Yer Tavandra, to Marlandra, something on Giva, or that dig of the Congo Jala to Tombanila, Zumi, Tarami, the Chairman with Kapka, the Drago Tavu, to New York, you drunk on the Tavanamtala, and Rogan the Green, Rogan the Gussi, Yer Shudin and Jambi on the Tadon Yomar, Tombanila, Zabzabji.
And actually there is a continuation to this story. So Lama Tsongkhapa was sitting next to the pillar. He had this experience of equipoise. Eventually he got up from this equipoise, and then he checked with his own tutelary deity, Manjushri himself. Lama Tsongkhapa had developed had this closeness to Manjushri himself, and he could actually address the deity and check the difficult points, like a student will go and ask his teacher. So after he rose from this equipoise, he addressed the deity Manjushri, and he said, well, during my post-equipoise I had this experience of emptiness, and this happened as we were going through the recitation of the Heart Sutra, where it said there is no, you know, in emptiness there is no form, there is no feeling. And he was asking, did I have a correct understanding of that point? Is this good enough? And Manjushri replied that it's not bad where you are, but actually because emptiness is such a subtle issue, and there are so many points where you could go, still you could go wrong, I would advise you to continue and enter more equipoises on that particular subject.
I'm still not clear, because would you have a post-equipoise, if that's after you're in equipoise, then what I just heard you say was Lama Tsongkhapa was in equipoise and he had no sense awareness because he was in equipoise, but the withdrawal is in the stage of post-equipoise, so you still don't have sense awareness? What does post-equipoise... If he has no sense awareness and he's in equipoise, and then the withdrawal, is that remembering when you had no sense awareness when you were in equipoise? Or do you still have no sense awareness even though you're no longer in equipoise?
Right, so Ramchit just gave this example of Lama Tsongkhapa being in equipoise and, you know, not being aware that people were reciting, got up and left, which is an indication that he wasn't in equipoise and that the sense awareness were not engaging external objects at that time. So is really this individual withdrawal of sense awareness, is it really happening during equipoise, or is it continuing during post-equipoise? Or are we using this term during post-equipoise to indicate that we're just remembering, recalling the, or inducing kind of remembrance of the experience of post-take repose. Yeah? Rima tina di nga rosa di nyamsa ki kabla tomba ni ta di nyamsa ki kabla imba ina ta suzo miyul tse chiktu tawa ina ta su rola so vaten so chilo yobe ki yul siempa ma zimba che dingune che na surdi ki kap di res nyamsa ki kabla yinsa res ya je to viena nyamsa ki kabla kare kare chungwa di je shu jen ya ki kokap chi yinsa res dingre rives ya me na surdi kora nyamsa ki kabla rives je to ki kabla yore
surdi jivin tangan gunda wo yendu ombu shiva ganga nanda daya di surdak ngut subani yongi wari da surdak kavs devana nyamjak kav go tomba nyak go nyamshara ti chen ji ne kono tam ji mar devar sha go se ya di surdak mama di yamba yendu te jitu ka kama ta yo ma ri ba go tu du na tam go on ji da zo ganga du o da di surdak ro ma ri di surdak go tu du yin di ni teni nyamjak kavs tomba nyak na
Now, when we talk about this process of individual withdrawal, where all their senses start to withdraw, you have to see that there are two phases in that. You have the beginning, where the process has just begun, and then you have the actual phase of it. Right? When you are in equipoise, this is the time of the actual and total withdrawal. But this has actually started, or it continues, at the phases of post-equipoise, just before your actual equipoise or just after your post-equipoise. So what happens after you have the experience of total withdrawal, after you have the experience of equipoise, you come into the next phase, which is your post-equipoise, and in this phase you can actually remember your experience of emptiness, and you see whatever appearance, whatever dawns into your senses, into your mind, as being a manifestation of bliss. But you do this by remembering your comprehension of emptiness or your experience of emptiness.
On Sunday, Rinpoche was explaining the gross, subtle, and very subtle levels of wind and mind. And so I'm wondering where the five winds that he just explained, the five main winds, which category they fit into. If it's the gross, subtle?
Mm-hmm. So the other day we had an explanation of wind and mind in three levels, gross, subtle, very subtle, and today we gave an explanation of the five main winds and then the five secondary winds, and whether there is correlation between those two. Chamo, Shintu Chamo, Rim Sumyores. And today, I also Lung Zo, Dan Lung Yenla, Nga Nga Yores. That Lung Zo, the Rakwa Rives, Chamo Rives, Shintu Chamo Rives, Kandires.
Ori, that no two is in a Songzung nonsense, you jiro. Nabinani, Songzung nonsense, I don't tell you, Ari. That you are not yet. You, Rakwa, the duty, Songmara, you, Savani, and the Yandavo.
Now, we gave the list of the first five winds, and then we have the and the five secondary winds. And the first one that we mentioned was the life-sustaining wind. And straight away we said life-sustaining wind comes in two levels, the gross and the subtle. And Rinpoche was saying in this case, in the case of this first wind, the life-sustaining wind, it's a kind of special wind, right? You can actually see it in three levels, the gross, the subtle, and the very subtle. But for the remaining of the winds, in general, we say that they are level of being gross. You could find instances of them being subtle as well, but you will not find the very subtle level. Okay? Apart from the life-sustaining winds, in the others, you do not find all the subtlest divisions, yeah?
Je suis Sri Kretin et je t'associe to Chenanzi Bajasan Manjushri. And how do that then, if that's the case, and how does it fit in the completion stages investigation? Is it another way of looking at them, the quality of compassion, wisdom and power?
Mm-hmm. All right, so we mentioned here within the context of lineages, there are the 100, there are the 5, and the 3, then the 1. In the case of the 3 secret lineages, does that refer to Chenrezig, Vajrapani, Manjushri? So are we referring to these three aspects of wisdom, compassion, and potency? And what is the Rig Mindawa Yorawa, Rig Yatamba, Rig Nga, Rig Sum, Rig Chik. Rig Sum seria de Koranso, Chenrezig, Jambayanta, Vajrapani Ruiz.
De Yungu Samari, De Rig Sum Soma, De Soma Rig Sum Sejudi.
Actually, it is not referring to the three main Chenrezig, Manjushri, Vajrapani, but rather it refers to the deities of Vajra body, deities of Vajra speech, and deities of Vajra mind.
In addition to getting blessings from the deity, channels and so forth inside, could you say, even though the generation of state practice, that it also helps to train in bringing the winds into the central channel? And also, as a second part to that, when you are meditating on that, it says, you're supposed to do it at the heart, right here at the point of the heart chakra. And if you're starting to feel in a session, let's say it's a little too much, would you actually move it, have the whole sensation of moving it down through the central channel, let's say, and work it at the navel chakra if it's more comfortable? Should you, actually go through that feeling of not just thinking it, but moving it down?
Mm-hmm. All right, so the question about the practice of the body mandala of Vajrayogini, although it is a practice on the generation stage, could we say that this is a practice that acts as a training that can help us to bring the winds in the central channel? This is the first part of the question. Tela tene di jondarja uti chewa ina ti kalega le lung ume dudi na la duye ki tap chik di rves ma rves.
Ori.
Keri mi na ya tinre nupa ya rves.
Ori ri ri tida yuwa rwa. Ki lujir kala se jide luga ni so so. Ti luga ni so so na ni saga ni so so. Tela mar hati na di kiwa yendu saga na wa lang jika yuwa rwa.
Kansam sine ninkan de nala tez midewa yon sigres. Midewa yon na tenso ta migyul kangalo migin ne di tez mafu tanwa yina. Peche zana tewa ki te ka la dinde mafu tanwa yina dresa rewes.
No, ori. Ori, ori, dida nukiwa rewa. 就杨局少龙个年看着当，我就在六月那三日听着有句，就个是个，这个这个龙个龙个是龙龙个杨局出钱着我当，杨局这个弄了龙满竹那个年看听着杨局杨对木三个就搞没三下着有规划的，我在第二天就不要着听着就规划了。
Regarding the first part of the question, Urmshe is saying that, yes, of course, you can definitely say that by doing the meditation of the generation stage of Vajrayogini, which involves the body mandala, definitely with that, you have the power to gradually bring the winds into the central channel. By visualizing the deities in the body mandala, you're visualizing deities in different parts of the body. This actually blesses the places of the body. This brings changes the, let's say, the qualities of the channels. And by doing that, of course, you're going to eventually affect the movement of the winds through those channels. So gradually, the winds that are circulating through the right and left channel will come and gather into the central one. It acts as a very good preparation for this stage of the practice. Further than that, of course, there will be practices of developing and generation of the tumor at the level of the navel. Regarding the second part of the question, that if one feels uncomfortable at the level of the heart where the main visualizations are held, is it alright to move these visualizations, to move them at the lower place, probably at the point of the navel? And Rinpoche's reply to that is that yes, this is actually advisable, because there is a lot of things that can go wrong with the movement of the winds. And if you start feeling uncomfortable at your heart, this might be an indication that the winds are not circulating where they should be circulating, and this can be the beginning of a very dangerous condition that is known by the name Soglung. It might almost manifest like heart attack or something like that. So you can really mess up with the wind. So if you get an indication that it is uncomfortable at the heart, by all means, change the location of the visualization. In the six yogas of Naropa, there is actually a system of physical exercises. And these exercises, they work very well. They keep the channels in, let's say, wide open, nicely spread out, and they can help very much to prevent any sort of diseases or illness or miscirculation of the winds in the body. So these exercises are highly recommended for anyone trying to do such practices.
It mentions tumor on the bottom of page 29 as another way of inducing mental isolation. And could Rinpoche define again mental isolation in that context, and how tumor is a substitute for it? And is that the same tumor that mentioned again on page 32 that you just talked about in this session? Is that generated the same way, or is there a difference in those two
months? All right, so the question was that on page 29 we're giving the order of the six or the five, whatever, six levels of the completion stage, and in that it says that tumor is a substitute of mental isolation. Where is, anybody can tell me where is it in page 29? Alright, the substitute for inducing mental isolation by the wind of Vajra recitation is the yoga of Chandali, Tumo. The substitute Right, so it's the substitute for inducing mental isolation. It's not the substitute of mental isolation itself.
Yeah.
Right? So your question is how it works as a substitute? All right. Yani bu tiladinga no so zorim ki rimba nga zorim ki rimba nga truina tekavla semwen ki ki kare de tub tavla di tumores tumo kandes di kod sab di kandes yon singires de tab di kandes yotan di kandes
Daddy, you got the good, you remember some with Dumbles, you went, Denny, or that Denny, Samuel, the Jedi, that Samuel, go, Kavzer, that the Moody, Samuel, go to Tobinda Woody, or you, Yanu, and Dandy, you, Samuel, go, Kavzer, you, Mufadi, or you, that's some good to those who, you, Deva Gari, and a Dinajula Mooney, or you, that Gum Gum, Dinaji, and by and do. Then you lose two good Sangurgana, make a Sangurgana, the long day, Nichi Zadi, Nyanka, and do Nyanka, Sandra Driadi, you go Matayangu, Amarua, you Sandra Driad, remember Sandra Driada, they were Sandra Driada, so those Masasani, Nyanka Sandra Madrukoma, or you younger and do, or you daddy, Sandra Wotela, Semengo Kabgo di Tabdela, Tamu Gumba Yena, Tiva Sankurgo, Ni Denny's honor, Tamu Kandawashi, or that Denny, Tunda Wojina Denny, Kamshe Adan, Tina Yongo Yuai, and do Tisha Tobgo, Yonji Karasago, Diva Chebergen, you see Dingy. That Diva Chebergen, you see Diva Di, Sem Tamu Ding on it, Tomanya Tayala. But I don't see any of those in the UI in the United States, so to in the United.
Now, we say that in the point where we, of completion stage, we have three types of isolations. We start with the physical one, we move into the verbal one, and the last one is mental isolation. And what one does in the case of mental isolation is trying to loosen up as much as possible the channel knots that exists at the heart. Now, to explain that, during these meditations, one would have to focus on different channel wheels, which means on different chakras, and really focus on the center of those, look at them at the central channel, and see how they are restricted by the right and the left channel. As we have mentioned also in the morning, it is easier to loosen up the knots that are formed in, let's say, at the crown, at the throat, at the navel. The ones existing at the heart are the most difficult ones to do, and they will happen at the end. They happen really at the stage of mental isolation. Now, instead of doing it in the way, by doing the meditation of mental isolation, you could instead start working with the practice of Tummo. If you work from the beginning with the practice of Tummo, you start working at the place of the navel, and at the place of the navel you cause the fires of the Tummo to blaze up, and this heat that is generated causes the bodhicitta to melt, and through the melting and the descent of this bodhicitta, one has this experience, an incredible experience of bliss. Once this blissful consciousness is generated, this subtle mind, this subtle blissful mind, is turned towards emptiness. So it's used in order to meditate on emptiness. And it's said that this has more or less the same effect as doing the meditations of the level of mental isolation. So this is how it is described, is mentioned as a substitute of it.
Mazumara,
Arisa says, I'll give you an example, you know, what to do with a blissful consciousness. You can utilize it as you like. It is almost like electricity. You know, electricity is very versatile. If you want to cool a place, you use electricity. If you want to heat it up, you use electricity. If you want to cut something, you use electricity. If you want to bind things together, you use electricity. Whatever you want to do, you can do it with electricity. Now similarly, with these practices, due to the heat of the tumor, you're melting the bodhicittas and you're generating this experience of bliss. And then you can use this experience of bliss as you like. Now in this case, you're focusing on emptiness. Now, and the other question was... Right. So the question is then, is the, maybe you mean the way of igniting the tumor, the way of starting the tumor, as mentioned here in the physical isolation, by using the wind, or is this a different way of igniting the tumor, or is the tumor practice the same, and so forth. Yeah. Λιουέν και καύλα, να ρώσω τιμό, δι με μπαρτάν του μόμα είμπα τσίγλαβοι ωραίες. Λουμ, κοραν, τουρσέρκι, λουμκι, τσα ούμε νάλλα, γιάρ λόγνε, τιμό μπαρκεντούσα. Τσιρτάν, τάντα τιμό δι, τα τσιρτάν και τιμό, κεβορ γιώρουες, κεβορ μάρουες.
Ωρι, δάδι, τι μαζίκο καύκο τιμό, γονάκο τιμό δι, νάμγεν κατή ειγγή βαρουά. Γεννάιαν, δάκικο, सब लोग आगे ना होने, तरसर को ना सजे दे मर थर दा, शंवा दा चिवा दे मर दे आगे शेरी जंजी ये बाय यंदु मर थर दन रोग शेरी जंजी रे दे ती निशिंग रोग दे यार कुर्त भया ये ना जिंग असु रंग की जिंग गेसे ये ना मेकअप दे ना मेपर गोर हाथ ना यंदु तरसर को ना दे काजेंदे काजेंदे ते ने यंग
Αν μου έτσι λέει, μαγιού και καλά, του μόγκο μάει να τσετάνε όσο γίγε ατούν και τόνε, δίνε μπάρει ο ροά, και καλά, λούγκι, τόγι, μπάρει ο ροά.
Ρε, δίδε, μου είπα, σαν δεβιά, τι είχε καρδίκο, το μου, τι είπε, νι, να, ναμζί, αντρόκ, ραντζόν, μετρού, τι τένα, ιουά, ενδύ, νι, τι λαγκούμ, τένι, μαρατζί, τάν, τε, τι πάει, ενδύ, ιουά, τερσέρ, κολόν, τι, κατσέν, τι, ιουά, ζώνε, वाज़ों के शिक्षण वो जवाब ये ना वो देते नहीं तुम मेरो को नहीं को मेरो दे मैं कहने वो स्वान आज़िन जी यार क्या दें रोगी हो रहा
Now, Urmshi was saying that when we talk about tumor, usually this is a practice that is described in the mother tantras. So you can say that the, let's say the standard tumor is the tumor that you have in the mother tantras. In this case, in the case of physical isolation, all this presentation is more or less based on the practice of Guhya Samaja, and the particular instruction that we have is that a wind, which is a downward moving wind, and usually goes down towards the body, has this function of dispelling different substances, changes its course and it turns upwards in the central channel, and this causes the tumor to ignite. Nirmja was saying this, you know, this thing of having the wind turning upwards and causing the tumor to ignite is similar to turning on your gas. If you have a gas stove, you need to have, you know, the gas coming up, and this is what will help you lit the fire. So that the downward dispelling wind that turns up functions like the gas. And then I took the lens to ask him, say, well, in the usual presentation of tumor, we say that we concentrate and we visualize the short syllable A, and whether that was different from this case where we have the wind sort of igniting the tumor. And Rupshan was saying, although here we do not have the whole description, it seems like it is the same practice. you have a focal object that you see getting redder and hotter, and eventually you see the fires blazing. So the practice of tumu seems to be the same.
The hand movement, you know, that we call mudra or seal, like for offering and things, we usually like see the different hand movements, you know, for different offerings, but I haven't really heard an explanation of why we're doing this and what's its specific function. Like, is it a method for communicating, like talking to the deity without using words, just using hands? Is it like a language that the deity understands? Does it have a specific, you know, way of purifying through the merits? Why do you do it and why?
Right, so the question is that we have all these hand mudras, right? And we know some of the mudras, but really why are they there? Why do we have to use them? Are they a special way of accumulating merit? Are they working as a sign language that the deity can understand and therefore facilitate some communication? Why are they there? Είμαστε εδώ τα γνώσα, μια λέντια είπε καλά, δι πάρου πάρου γνώσα τσάγια τένια ρωά. Δι τσάγια τένια και γιούμσαν καλύτερες. Αν πέτσες να μη κασέ γνώσα και τσέ τα μη κουπάει να ρωά, κόσα και τσέ σε πέ τσάβλα, τα γνώσα λαουπέ και ρωά. Τι ξέρω, λάθα λάβω. Λάβει και με το χέρι να χάμα κόβεσαι. Δεν δε γίνε να γνώσω πάσου, δεν δε καμό σου εκεί τάψι γίνσαρες. Δεν με να τσίγει να σωνάμσα εκεί τάψι γίνσαρες. Καρίτσε του ρε.
Τώρα μονάγκη σου ανάγερε. Δεν με καζίγε μαζί, κοίτια σίγουνα, σίγε καρίτσε κο. Kupanda mana yang kerja itu lapar ke sakti mahu bujukin dia. Kani si lapar ke sakti jina sema cahaya ada cendera wujud bujuk cahaya ni baru. Ini tuan tuan wujud tanya kerja dia ni.
Well, I think actually I have inspired Rinpoche with it because I'm always moving my hands, right? Rinpoche says, you know, sometimes when you talk to some people, they don't have to be deaf and dumb, but sometimes if you move your hands and you indicate a meaning similar to what you're saying, that helps get the message better. So we use, let's say, some hand mudras, not just for the deaf and the dumb, just for the sake of better communication. So if you have a message to convey, if you can double this together with some facial expressions, right, that makes more impact, right? It makes, it kind of underlines the message.
Yeah,
Well, some people, when they have to say something, they say it and they are perfectly still. And some people, it's as if they cannot stay still. You know, if they have to say something, they move their head, they move their hands, they move their body. They're animated. All of everywhere.
Alright,
we finished on this high note for tonight.